The Cook Islands government have deferred a flight from Auckland that was scheduled for today for Rarotonga in response to the recent community case of COVID-19 in Northland. 30 Cook Islanders were expected on the flight, which will now depart on the next scheduled Air New Zealand flight on Saturday at no extra cost. The Cook's cabinet met on Tuesday to discuss the ramifications of the recent community case and their plans moving forward. Sailor Jane Hopgood spoke with Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown, who says they're taking a wait-and-see approach to the resumption of flights from New Zealand.
We're working very closely with New Zealand health authorities to determine the status of whether there is any community spread in New Zealand, and all indications so far are positive. However, there were some remaining results yet to come in as of last night, and we had to make a decision on the passengers. So we decided last night to defer any of those passengers until Saturday's flight, just as a precaution while we await the remaining tests that New Zealand is waiting on to give us an assurance at this stage that there is no community transmission.
And how soon are you going to hear back from New Zealand in regards to those results?
Well, we're hopeful that within the day or 24 hours, we should know a little more to enable us to make a decision then on what our response will be in regards to Saturday's flight that's coming into the Cook Islands.
What reassurance has New Zealand Ministry of Health told you that gives you peace of mind to continue business in your country?
Well, it really comes down to the testing regime that New Zealand has. Both of our countries have in place, you know, standard operating procedures and protocols that has allowed the first leg of quarantine-free travel between our two countries. You know, the basis of that is testing, but also communication between our two health agencies. And currently that work is continuing very, very well. So if anything changes in the testing results that come through, then of course we would have to change our response in regards to passengers coming in from New Zealand. But at this stage, if the situation remains as it is, we're hopeful for normal service to resume on Saturday.
By deferring flights or by making changes to the incoming flights from New Zealand, has that made a dramatic impact on the operations there in the Cook Islands in terms of the airports and the quarantine facilities?
No, this is something that we have built in and expected, that if the situation in New Zealand changes, if there is a case of a community outbreak, then an appropriate response by the Cook Islands would take place. And there'll be a range of different responses in that. It's important that we are able to demonstrate that we can pivot very quickly in the event of a case coming out, and we can respond appropriately to try and mitigate the risk of COVID coming into our country.
That was Sailor Jane Hopgood speaking with Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown.